We have former Australian all-rounder and Mr. Cricket, Michael Hussey, talking to us. Today, thanks for your time, Michael. Interesting tournament so far. Surprises for you?
I think the Indians have been outstanding. Coming into the tournament, we weren't quite sure how the Indians were going to go. They didn't have a great test series here in Australia. The tri-series, they didn't do so well. But I think they've really stepped up and performed brilliantly so far in the tournament. And I think the other one has been Bangladesh. You know, they've been fantastic. I think they've played some brilliant cricket, challenged the good teams along the way as well, even the games that they've lost. So I've really enjoyed watching the Bangladeshis.
Right. Talking from an Australian point of view, they've had their matches spread out for the first couple of weeks. They didn't really play, too much, and they had their game against Bangladesh washed out. That sort of thing affects your momentum, and probably that's what we saw against the game in Auckland against New Zealand. What do you reckon?
Yeah, possibly. I don't know. Maybe only they can answer that. That was a big game. Foreign conditions. They hadn't played for a while, so I think they would have got a lot out of that game, even though they lost. There was never any doubt, really, that they were going to make it through the quarterfinals. So it was all about just building momentum, making sure they were ready for the quarterfinals. And yeah, I think the Australians have got a great team. You know, a lot of balance, and the guys are playing confidently now. They've got so many match winners in that team, and so they look really good. And from my point of view, I'm a bit biased, but yeah, hopefully they can go through all the way to the final.
Right. You hit the nail on the head. I mean, they have a lot of options. They bat deep till 8, sometimes till 9. When you look at their bowling, you have, you know, pacers who bowl 145 plus consistently, and
yes.
Then you have the fifth bowler sorted out. Typically, they are spoiled for choices. Are they the favourites at this point of time to lift the trophy?
Well, they've got to be up there, but it's all on the day now. You know, pressure plays a big part at this time of the tournament. And the team that deals with the pressure the best, I think, will be the one that holds the trophy aloft. You know, all the teams that are left are fantastic teams, and all can beat anyone on any given day. So it comes down to who performs the best on the day, who handles the pressure. I think, yeah, Australia's got a fantastic team, has got a great chance, but got to deal with the expectation. Home World Cup, pressure on the team, the expectation of the home fans. That's tough to deal with. I really admire the Indian team in 2011 for being able to do that in India. It's just a fantastic effort and something not easy and not to be underestimated.
Right, you talk about the World Cup at home, so an important point for Australia is that they probably set out to win this tournament, being played on home soil. And they haven't, given the way the pool stage panned out for them, they haven't really exerted themselves. So do you think this is the knockout stages when they would want to exert themselves and probably take the spotlight away from someone like, you know, India or New Zealand or maybe even South Africa, the way they play today?
I don't think they'll care as long as they win. That's all they'll care about. You know, at this stage of the game, it's just about winning 3 matches. No matter how you do it, no matter if you're playing well or you seem to struggle and get over the line, it's just about winning now. So it's tough for everyone. But all the focus will be, of course they've come into the tournament wanting to win. And all the focus will be just on trying to win.
Right. Just the last couple of questions. Talking about the next 3 matches, the first one, of course, is against Pakistan. They can be a bit unpredictable. Slippery encounter for you?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a brilliant match. It just depends on what Pakistan team turns up. If they are unpredictable, I think they've got so much talent. And a dangerous team, very good bowling team. They're starting to play with a bit of confidence as well. Their batsmen are getting some runs. So it's going to be a tough game for Australia. Plus, now it's a knockout game. Probably more pressure on Australia because they're the favourites. Home soil, everyone's expecting them to win. But Pakistan, if they get their confidence up early in the match, I think the start of the match could be crucial. Pakistan, if they get off to a good start, get their confidence up, they can be a great front-running team. But if Australia can get on top early, then that'll give them confidence and maybe take them home to the victory.
Right. And my final question today, Mike. Obviously, we're seeing that South Africa are doing well. Who would be your other 3 semi-finalists and probably the eventual winner?
I hate making predictions, and I'm never very good at them, so I don't like to make predictions. But obviously, I'm hoping Australia can get through to the final. I'd love to see Australia-South African final. I think that would be a classic match, particularly because by that stage, South Africa would have won two knockout matches, which the choking tag would be off their back, so they would have more freedom just to go out there and play their best cricket. Australia in the final would be fantastic for our country, so it'd be a great tussle, just a great match that I'd love to watch between two great teams.
Right, and there's no doubting who you want to win. So thanks for your time, Michael. Thank you so much.